The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Reno Collier with us. Funny Bone this weekend. Thanks for coming early and joining us on the show. We appreciate that, Reno. He's there tonight and, I got to turn your mic on. Tonight and tomorrow night at the Funny Bone. And Nick is featuring. And also, Nick is busy getting ready for his daughter's graduation. No, your son's, son's graduation party, which is a pain in the ass, right?
Total pain in the ass.
I did one last year. Yeah, it is a pain in the ass. Yeah. You got it ready to go? You doing all the work? Your wife doing all the work?
She's doing all the work. Yeah. Well, and I feel like a gigantic ass, probably because I am. But also, it was my idea to have it someplace else.
Like, so
to me, I'm viewing all this. Like, a lot of this stuff was stuff that needed to be done to the house, but there wasn't a deadline.
Yeah.
Which also meant it probably was never going to get done. But it was fine. The house wasn't crumbling to the ground.
Well, you're right. You had the funny bone. You could have went right there easily in the afternoon, did that somewhere, right?
We wouldn't have to have tables and chairs delivered there. They have lots of tables and chairs at the club. Yeah.
At least it's real graduation.
Yeah.
Like when my son finished, they had fifth grade graduation.
Yeah.
And it was my ex-wife was like, "We need to have a graduation party for."
I'm
like,
"Fifth grade?
It's fifth grade." Yeah. She's like, "My parents are having a graduation party. Her new husband, who has a Lexus, he's a jackass. They're already divorced." And he's like, "They're gonna have a graduation party." I'm like, "If he's graduating, I'll get him an Arby's name tag and a GED cake. But if he's not, if he's going back to school, he's not done."
No, you're right.
That's why these kids act like that. We celebrate kindergarten.
Fifth in the sixth grade.
Yeah, it's fifth grade.
Yeah, I realize you're doing stuff at school. I had no problem with that. But yeah, at home, you shouldn't celebrate the graduation of fifth grade. Right?
No.
Hey, good job.
No.
I don't even think it's school.
Congratulations, you didn't flunk fifth grade.
Right.
Because nobody does.
Yeah.
They don't flunk anybody anymore.
No. Not like
hey, I had to go to a preschool graduation.
Yeah. At the school, right?
Yeah,
at school. So that's what the schools do. I'll give them a break, but no, you didn't have one at home.
But you can't flunk preschool.
No, you can't.
There's
finger
nothing.
Finger painting, right?
There's nothing.
No.
Glue your macaroni. Good job.
Yeah.
You're a champion. You're the best.
Yeah, if you don't eat the glue, you pass.
Glue your macaroni.
I'll bet you pass if you eat the glue. I was a glue eater. Yeah. I was. I put it all over my hands and let it dry.
Well, that was that paste, which tasted good.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that was because it was edible, obviously.
But we never had any of that.
What? No, I know, but I don't want to be old man on the lawn. That's not these kids' fault.
I know.
The school started graduations for
it. It wasn't the kids' idea.
No,
they didn't want
idea.
An eighth grade graduation.
No,
they don't care.
No.
It's like Hallmark. It's the cap and gown people.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's a racket.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is a racket. Exactly.
I didn't even get a kindergarten graduation because I didn't go to kindergarten.
That is crazy. See, my dad didn't go to kindergarten either, but he was born in 1934.
Which explains.
So I don't understand why your town was so small, you didn't have kindergarten at our age.
We went right to first grade.
Isn't that crazy, man?
That would explain
my
stunted growth.
Yeah. It's why you're bad with colors.
Right. At
least, you are a year behind everybody, usually.
At least mentally.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I always will be. I still haven't caught
up. You're bad with colors. And screw that macaroni thing. That still stunts you, right? That stumps you, right? Right, sorry.
I remember in elementary school, I was worried.
Oh, I saw Jay-Z. Your son is going to high school next year, right?
Yes. So the minute I picked him up from school yesterday, when it got out, he's like, "I'm done with junior high.
Yeah.
I'm a ninth grader now." Yeah. I'm like, "I have all summer to acclimate to this. Like, let's slow down
a little bit." Yeah. Did they have a big graduation for him from?
They did at the school, and he told me parents weren't allowed, and it turns out they were, and so I missed the only one because he's the only kid. So.
Well, obviously he didn't want you.
Yeah.
There.
No.
Yeah.
He probably didn't care. It's eighth grade, Mom.
Right.
Right. I got it.
I got one of those kids.
I trained him right. We don't care about this stuff.
No, my son doesn't care about any of that crap, man. Not at all.
No, he's happy to be done and move on.
He doesn't care, man.
Nope.
Yeah, if my son didn't have to go to the ceremony, I don't think he would go.
Yeah.
My parents celebrated when I told them I wasn't going to walk at college graduation.
Oh yeah,
they're just like, oh thank God. Yeah. they were like, they were not even trying to hide the fact they didn't want to go to that graduation. Like, we have no interest.
And probably the first kid in your family to graduate from college too, right?
No.
You have a cousin or something like that?
I got an aunt who did.
All right.
Did you go to the ceremony? College graduation?
Oh yeah.
Rito, did you go to college and graduate?
Yeah.
Graduated, huh?
Yeah. And my mom was pissed because all my pictures still had squares on them because I didn't open the cap and gown until I was running to the thing.
Oh, really?
So, like, yeah. So she's like, couldn't you hang it up?
Okay.
Yeah, like it was in that bag thing. Yeah. And I'm running, like opening it up and pulling it over. And then it all just has perfect squares all the way down the thing. This checkerboard.
Where was your undergrad? I think you told us years
history.
Ago. No, where was it?
Where?
Oh, Elon.
In
North Carolina.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Now it's a really good school.
That's always a great reputation.
Now, yeah. It wasn't.
It wasn't then.
I went there to play baseball. Yeah, it wasn't. It was nice.
Yeah.
And it was pretty, but it was.
Yeah,
they painted the grass before the parents came and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
I love how surprised Todd sounded. He was like, "You graduated?"
I know. Dude, he sounded like my dad.
No, I'm congratulating him. I didn't quite make it.
I went from military school to all boys in a military school.
Oh, is that what you
college.
High school? You went to high school, or military school?
For all of high school. From 14 on,
why?
I lived there.
Bad
I was
kid?
A, yeah.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Just a jackass.
Okay. Right.
I didn't think I was, but you know what I mean? I came home
upon
one day.
Reflection.
Yeah. I come home one day from school, my mom's crying, my dad's laughing, and all my stuff's in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, did you look back? I mean, so that means like eighth grade. What kind of trouble did you get? Because,
I would drive to school with my friend. Like,
were you doing really hardcore stuff looking back at it, or just normal stuff looking back at it? Were you into drugs?
No, not
okay.
Just like I wouldn't go to school, but I'd show up at my baseball games.
Got it.
And like I was really good at maneuvering. My school didn't even know what my parents' signature looked like.
Oh,
like,
you did all that?
I got caught when my dad signed something, and they were like, "This isn't your."
This doesn't
and
match.
They called him, and they go, "We think Reno signed this." He's like, "No, I signed it." And they're like, "Well, it looks nothing like anything else we have."
Oh, okay.
And it was
Reno signed all the other stuff,
right? Yeah. So when I went from military school to college,
was military school in at least the area, or did you get shipped away?
No, it was like 3 hours away.
Oh, okay,
I lived there.
Yeah,
but I hadn't been around girls, or booze, or so. When I went to college to play baseball, I got kicked off campus 1 month into. Being there, right?
Just because outgoing girls.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh my, you got to be kidding me. Like the baseball coach is like, we're getting up at 6 and running. I'm like, you are. I'll get home at 6. Have you seen the boobs? Are you out of your mind? No, I'm not doing that. It's hot, you know? So I got kicked off campus and it was weird. We had a party. Somebody had gone out of town and we had a party in their room and security came and I sprayed one of them with a fire extinguisher. Like they were chasing us around anyway.
Okay.
So they were like, you're not allowed on campus for anything, baseball
or class.
You can only come on for class and anything else. You're
off. Probably living in the dorm. So what'd you have to do?
That's what happened. Okay. So they call my dad and my dad calls me up. He's like, I'm getting a U-Haul. I'm coming to get your dumb ass. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you got kicked out of school. You're an idiot. And I go, no, I got kicked off campus. I go, I found an apartment. It's cheaper than the room and board. He goes, is that right? He's like, so it's going to save me money? Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, you're good. He's like, oh, well, yeah, just go on and do your thing.
Now, were you kicked off the baseball team?
I quit.
Yeah, okay.
I was kicked off.
You're done playing. Okay, got it. But you stayed there all 4 years. You just hung out. Okay, good for you.
I worked three jobs. I mean, I had to pay it because, like.
When was your first time on stage then? Because obviously you didn't do anything with history, you know?
No. And the only reason I did that was because I just would stand there when people were signing up for classes and they were like, that's the easiest.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, and no math, no science. Bam. I love history.
Yeah.
You know,
it was I like history too. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. What'd you ask me?
I'm sorry. When'd you get a stage for the first time then?
Oh, when
in
I
college?
Was in college. Yeah. I bartended at the only bar in the town and my roommates had a band.
Got it.
So I would go up. And screw around. I wrote this song called I Got the Runs at Taco Bell or something, some stupid college thing. And so I'd get up and do it, and it was so much fun. Yeah. And my mom.
Nick is scrunching up some paper over there. Damn.
All the good ideas are taken.
I know. I mean, that's so hacky. Like, it even felt bad saying it out loud. Like, I got diarrhea.
That was
right out of the gate, brilliant writing. I mean, I was after it.
It's also years ago. Go ahead.
So I did that, and I thought it was fun. And my mom when I got, I kept getting fired from every job. My mom was like, look, honey, you need to find your favorite thing in the world to do and figure out a way to make money at it.
So what did you do out of college then?
I taught school.
Oh, you did teach. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then part-time.
Okay.
I was a PE teacher at a private school. And then I took that. I took her literally. I was like, well, I love telling jokes and drinking beer. And it looks like that's what those dudes do.
Right.
So I'm going to try to do that. So that's, and then later she's like, that's not at all what I was talking about. But, I was like, but I was like, I know, but that's what you said.
How long did you MC and feature before you started to be? I mean, I know we met you years ago, but I forgot the story. So
in years ago, there used to be lots of places to go. Yeah. You could live as an MC.
Oh, you
I mean,
could.
You didn't make any money. You made 200, but I ditched my apartment. Right. I lived out of my car for 4 years.
Oh, so. Okay.
It was back in those days, you could do, I mean, especially in the Southeast.
There was a condo. That you'd all, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. And you just stay where. Now, sometimes I'd be like in Lubbock, Texas on a Sunday and have to get to Myrtle Beach by Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it was the best time of my life. Yeah. I had a Hot Pocket in the back seat. I'm just blasting everybody's electricity in these $19 hotels, like plug it in, everybody's lights go off, and I'm cooking soup. But it was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I probably did that. I lived on the road for like 4 years, and then I went to L.A.
Yeah, okay. You were in L.A. for a while, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Reno's at the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha.
Kicked it's going to be campus, fun, man.
Yeah. Military school must have been a pain in the ass, though. Did you like it?
You know what? Looking back, I made the best friends
obviously.
Of my life.
Right.
You know, like, I'm still tight with those guys.
Yeah. Is that a choice, or did they say, you're going to
No, you're going. School. Yeah.
Stuff was packed,
not very many people.
Go by choice.
Choice, I mean, there's a couple, but then you're like, dude, what's wrong with you? Like, you know what I mean? I love this place. And you're like, are you out of your mind? Have you been anywhere else? Where are you from, dude? Like, Iran or something? Like, this isn't good. We're not, this isn't fun, you know? But you had to be creative in, like, doing stuff.
Was there a local, all the old movies when they show, not just old movies, they show movies where there's military school. There's always a girls' school nearby.
Yeah, there was.
So is that something like that?
Stuart Hall, yeah.
So they had basically, like, communal dances that way, things like that. So you got to see women.
Which is, they were as jacked up as us. Like everyone always said they put saltpeter in our food.
Right,
it didn't help. Like it was just, and the thing was, you know, guys, when you're a teenage guy and you've been locked up, you're like, oh my God, girls.
Yeah.
And then you meet these girls and they're like, oh my God, guys. And you're like, wow. Like you guys are sitting here because you're a whore.
You were bad guys and they were whores.
Yeah, you weren't smoking pot. You like, you love this stuff.
Oh, so it wasn't the cute girls waiting in wallflowers. They were just as
dude,
as you
they
guys
were like, yeah,
okay.
Like they were, let's go.
Oh,
let's go. There's
they need the D, right?
Yeah, you go to a dance and they're like, do you know where the woods are? You know,
and they say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun, man. Like it was, but it was so quick and it was very. So, like I was saying, you had to find a way to be creative to get around things.
Did you go home during the summers at least?
Yeah.
Okay. So you
I work construction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Did you have siblings that did not have to go to military school?
I didn't have any siblings until till I went to military school. And then my dad got remarried and I had two stepsisters that were there. But
they were little kids then, obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So they ain't the sweet girls, the wallflower. That's those movies are always like the wallflower girls and the guys are horny.
Dude, the weirdest was
where's the woods?
There were a couple of the military schools that had girls there.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, dude, who would send? And there was like three of them. And then like 200 guys. I'm like, what kind of father drops their daughter off? Like, well, you know, we need to get you all set up for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but.
And it's like
300 guys wanting the banger.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it just kind of.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Let me take you some traditionally rapey military.
Yeah. Okay, next on Dateline.
All right. Joe here on the email has kind of the opposite problem of me. I was in preschool for 2 years because the teachers didn't think I was emotionally ready for kindergarten back in the 80s. So he got held back at preschool.
Oh, I know guys are
emotionally ready.
I know guys are flunked. And our age group of guys flunked.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Now everybody holds their kids back on purpose.
Well, the streak could start a lot later. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Or they just do it for sports.
They do it for sports.
Like
a lot of guys.
Well, we had one kid that was kind of right on the borderline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like after August you can go, but he's end of July, so we just held him back a year.
Yeah,
that's what we did.
He was kind of slow.
My two best friends were my two best friends in my neighborhood were both fourth graders, and I was a third grader. and they waited for me.
Nice.
I swear to God, that's what I called
it. That's awesome.
We all graduated together. I mean, I look back then because kids did flunk back those days.
Yeah.
Because they were getting D's and F's, and they said, well, it's better off if your kid stays back another year.
Even guys
but both
our
my
age,
best friends stayed there and waited for me. That's what I used to joke about.
I don't remember guys our age getting held back like in high school.
No, not then.
It always happened first, second, third grade.
Yeah, this was fourth.
Where they'd say, hey, you're kind of dumb. You shouldn't hang here.
But this
for
was
a while.
Fourth. I thought, don't you guys get this down by now?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I love being friends with all my old buddies on social media, because they're like, they know everything about politics and medicine. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you had straight D's. Like, I'm not listening to you tell me.
Oh, you know what their personal lives, you're right.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? When you know the backstory of somebody and you're like, oh, I know why you're saying that. Right. You still don't know what you're talking about, but I get it. Right. You know what I mean?
And their fields of expertise shift quickly, too.
Oh, so quick.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Whatever the news item of the day is, they're experts.
That's right.
Yeah. The guy I used to Heimlich in every 4 days at lunch, he owns a company and he's got $1 zillion. I said, no, I don't care. I said, you're just this douche I used to, and he's still my buddy, but I'm thinking he's just businessman with them, and he sees me and goes, hey, well,
if you're just joining
I hope
us,
he still does that with like the CFO or somebody every 4 days at lunch. He's spitting his food across the boardroom table.
Heimlich was not a code for, he's actually giving his buddy the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. What I say.
If you missed the show, the guy you used to Heimlich.
It does sound kind of weird if you don't know that.
Heimlich, yeah.
My roommate in college.
I never used it as a verb before.
My roommate in college, who just took bong hits nonstop, is like a president of a commercial real estate company. He's from Wilmington. Yeah. He's from the beach. And I'm like, how do you, who buys anything from like, hey, man, you got it? You going to buy this? Or what? Yeah, he still talks like that. And I'm like, who buys? He's like, man, people just. You know?
I have a buddy of mine that, as I see him on a commercial once in a while, he owns a landscaping and pool business. I'm like, this guy, we had to run an extension cord from my apartment down to his because his power got shut off, and that's what was fueling his power. And now he owns a pool company.
Yeah. It's so weird.
We deserve a pool.
So he's making dirty movies.
Yeah. But that's actually a good thing, because your life shouldn't depend on how smart you were in high school.
Right.
You
and know? It doesn't. It never does.
It never does.
I told my kid, I'm both
not
of them.
Not even college for that matter.
No. I told them both. I'm like, if you know what you want to do,
just
go to trade school or go, because why am I paying for math when they can just do it on their phone? Like, nobody's going to do a math problem. No. I'm like, why don't you skip? Just take all the classes you need. Like, you'll work, because I don't want to pay for
that's
something.
Happening a lot more now. I agree with that 100%. Yeah. But you're right. Just because you're a brain in high school, that nobody asked for your GPA after that.
Yeah. No. Well, the argument the teachers used to make is, well, you're not always going to have a calculator with you. And guess what? I got one right there.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a picture of you saying that.
Thank you. It's always with me.
Right.
With my phone.
My youngest has an app called like Math Something, where he can just take a picture of the problem and it'll show him the answer.
It'll process it. Yeah. Really?
And show him the work?
I don't know about all the work.
Yes, it shows the work, too, because my son has it. Because starting in third grade, I couldn't help him with his math anymore. So I'm like, all right, we need some help.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's the point. I couldn't either. So we didn't remember it. So why are they taking it?
Right.
I can't help my kid with his fourth grade math?
Yep.
Well, okay, so I took it. I didn't learn it.
Right.
Why am I paying for him to do it?
I'm with you.
You know? We need to cut all the fat off so things get less expensive for me.
My daughter's a freshman in college herself. Yeah, I get that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stranger Things Season 4 is today. A lot of people care about that.
Yeah.
And apparently, all these episodes are going to be long.
Like each, why just cut them in half then? I don't watch the show.
The season
anyway.
Finale said to be 2.5 hours long.
Good God.
That's a movie.
Each episode of the new season will be somewhere around 1 hour and 15 minutes long, apparently, according to one source. And the guys who created the series have already stated that they're comparing Stranger Things Season 4 to Game of Thrones in terms of episode length.
I'm watching that George Carlin documentary. It's excellent. And I didn't realize this. In the mid-70s, when he was on tour, at the height of his early part of his career, obviously he blew up later with the HBO stuff in the 80s and 90s, but the height of his early part of his career, the early set, he was doing two-hour sets.
I saw that.
Yeah. Two-hour sets. I know you guys are comedians, and I know I've seen guys do, you know, an hour and 15, and even then, it's like, okay, I'm tired.
Please don't do that this weekend.
No, just start the timer.
I assure you that will not happen. I'm a huge fan of George Carlin, but that's not anything I picked up from him.
No, but
here's what I picked up from him. On one of the diary things, it said he did a show for 11 people.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, shoot, I'm selling pretty good. I'm bigger than Carlin was in 1960.
Anything over an hour and something, it's just comedy overload.
I think. Well, it's the same guy, too. But that's just the way it was, apparently. Yeah. They didn't do it like he was doing two-hour shows.
That's a long show.
Yeah. I mean, who does...
People's attention span wasn't as short.
It wasn't.
And they weren't crafting an act. Like Carlin was so... I love that documentary. So I still haven't watched part two yet.
I started watching part two last night. It's excellent. Just as good as the first one.
Well, but several times we talked to him, he would just say that, you know, he's going out to do a tour. He would do the tour to perfect his HBO show.
But you're right.
Yeah.
He wasn't being egomaniac in the mid-70s. That's what shows were.
Right. That's what it was. People were like, I paid to see Carlin. I want to see... And people would... Nobody was going like, oh my gosh, we've been in here for 45. My phone's going off. It was like, let's go enjoy Carlin.
Right.
You know?
Different time. That's
sure.
Exactly why.
It was also the same time when people were reveling that, oh, Springsteen played for 4.5 hours.
Yeah,
it's like,
does.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Right. I love Springsteen, but that's enough.
Yeah.
Well, Carlin also had something to say.
True.
I'm up there for 2 hours. Like, another weird thing about balls.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. You're done.
All right. Okay. Nick selling tickets. All right.
Doing the weird thing about balls, man. Tonight.
Reno's your headliner, though. All right. Go see Reno. Go see Reno. Call your tonight. Funny Bone and tomorrow night. And come on back for another break.
Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.